So we've been trying a variety of your teas. Some of them are very pale honey colour. This one is a much richer, darker sort of amber colour that's coming out of the teapot there.
A nice cup of tea is what we're having on the programme today to celebrate the fact that at last tea sales are rising after years of decline when tea was being written off as a drink for wrinklies and coffee was all that was fashionable and of the moment. We're now drinking more, and not just mashed up leaves in little white bags, but quality loose teas, Darjeelings and Assams, jasmine and silver needle, cumin and oolong. It's an expanding market that's been driven by a few zealots. There is now room in the market for these specialty teas. Well, 7% growth in the quality tea market has been sparked by a small group of tea enthusiasts. First, let me introduce Bill Gorman, Executive Chairman of the UK Tea Council, an industry finance group whose members account for 99% of all the tea sold in the UK. Bill, why have tea sales suddenly taken a turn for the better? I mean, is it we're all bored with expensive coffee bars selling mediocre coffee?
I don't think coffee is or has ever been a threat to tea. Coffee is an honourable competitor, just like carbonated drinks, etc., etc. But I think two things have actually helped the tea industry come back to the front of people's minds again. The first thing is that, yes, the marketing and the advertising of tea has become more contemporary and far more relevant. You know, there were characters that were used by some tea companies for about 30 years. The message and the proposition really didn't change. I think the second thing that has made an incredibly positive difference to the tea industry was that, again, if we go back to 1990, for example, we would probably have had four peer-reviewed scientific papers on the health benefits of tea. Today, we will have a minimum of 1,000 papers a year looking at every aspect of the nutritional value for tea. And all of a sudden, we have woken up to the fact that this product that we have been consuming for 450 years in the British Isles actually fits the aspirations of our 21st century lifestyle. It is natural, it is healthy, and actually it's terribly enjoyable as well. And I think that's really the genesis of this. It's not an explosion yet, but a very positive development of tea sales.